This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Both teams take the floor. Piesaw Birds deck out in their green uniforms with the white and gold trim. East Dalton Wood River Oilers, they're in their white uniforms with the maroon numbers and gold trim. Piesaw Birds will be going from right to left, and they will win the tip. Tip goes off to the Piesaw Birds. They'll give it to E.J. Call, and he'll walk it across the midcourt line. Looks like a 2-1-2 defense for the Oilers. Over on the wing it goes to Watson. Now to Moore. Back up top to Watson at the head of the key. To Moore at the free throw line extended over on the right side. Skip pass to Watson. Watson will drive to the free throw line. He'll swing it back out to Call. His baseline jumper from the right side. No good. Henslow comes up with the rebound. Ryan, a 5'9 senior. Got the backside board, and they'll reset the offense. Give it to Moore for a long three. Off the mark it goes, and Reggie Newtall comes away with a rebound for East Alton Wood River. The Oilers will bring it down and set it up against the Piesaw Birds, who look like they'll be setting up in a similar defense. Over on the wing, it'll go to Zion Adams. He'll hold the ball high above his head at the free throw line extended over on the right side. Coach Twitchell hollering out instructions. They'll give the ball up top to Ahmad Allen. They'll swing it back around and bring it back up top to Andrew Raymond. Raymond over on the wing to Allen. They'll go inside, shots up, and it's good by Andrew Raymond. Raymond with our first 2 points of the game puts the Oilers up 2-0, 6:45 to go first quarter. Addis Moore with the ball on the right wing. Down in the corner, he'll go to Salzman. Back to Moore in traffic. He'll kick it out to Call. Bounce pass back to Watson for three. Nope. Air ball, missed it all. Moore comes up with a rebound, swings it back out to Call, who goes between his legs, and now he'll go up between the circles and reset the offense. 6:20 and counting, 2-0, Oilers with the lead, Piesaw Birds with the ball. Call tried to go between his legs one too many times, and it goes out of bounds, turnover number one on the green and gold. Inbounds pass comes into Jake Wells. He'll give it back to Ahmad Allen. Allen will bring it down on the dribble with a double high post, one on each elbow. He'll now drive into the lane, stops at 12, up and, no, off the glass too hard. Salzman comes up with the rebound. Back the other way, Call on the dribble, takes it over to Watson on the right wing. They'll skip it past over to Addis Moore. Moore has the ball on the left side. He'll go back up top, and they'll go over to Watson on the right side. Skip it to Call. Call at the free throw line extended left side. Now to Salzman down in the corner. Salzman back up top to Call. Call takes it over to Moore. Moore thought about a three. Instead, he'll stop, take a couple dribbles, kick it off to Call. Down to Salzman baseline. His jumper is no good. Moore comes up with a rebound. He's being double-teamed, but gets the ball off to Watson. Has the ball deflected and then stolen, but there's Salzman to get it right back. Hanslow's wide open. A pump fake up and off the glass. No good, but he's fouled in the act, and Ryan Hanslow will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul's going to go against Reggie Newtall. Newtall will pick up his first. Hanslow, a little under 50% from the year from the free throw line, rolls that first one in. The senior will attempt a second one as he'll eye it. Now he'll try it, and he'll buy it. Good, concise form by Ryan Hanslow. He has two. The Birds have knotted it 2-2 as we hit the 5:20 mark of the first quarter. Coming down is Allen on the dribble. They'll do a little dribble drive as he'll dish it off to Jake Wells. Wells now off to Adams. Zion Adams goes back to Ahmad Allen. They'll work the dribble weave around the head of the key, little dribble drive offense. Now with the ball is Jake Wells. He'll stop at the free throw line and kick it back out top to Newtall. Newtall over to Allen for three. Bottom of the net. Ahmad Allen picks up the tray. As he'll sink that three from way over on the left side, making it 5-2. Back the other way, Addis Moore says, anything you can do. Well, you know how that goes. As Moore gets bottom of the net, and that knots it up at 5-5 as we approach the halfway mark of the first quarter. With the ball, the Oilers have it knocked out of bounds, and it's last touched by the Piesaw Birds. So it'll continue to be East Dalton Wood River ball. Zion Adams will key it in from the corner. Jeremy Smith will hand him the ball. And they'll bring it in to Ahmad Allen. Swing it all the way back around to Adams on the other side. He'll go back up to Newtall. His shot is partially blocked, fighting for the rebound. Salzman has it, and the Oilers going to get caught with a hand in the cookie jar. This one is going to go against Newtall, and that will be his second. As we played less than 4 minutes, neither team with a lot of bench. As the Oilers, Ryan Dawson, the sometime starter, he's out with a bad ankle right now. And the Paisaw Birds are fortunate if they can go 7 or 8 deep. Going to be an illegal block called against the Paisaw Birds, and this one will go against Jonathan Watson. Watson was moving on the screen, can't do that. It'll be his first, and that'll be Paisaw Birds' second turnover. Give the ball back to the Oilers as we hit the halfway mark of quarter number one. 5-5, Allen with the ball, gives it off to Adams. Zion Adams going to dribble from right to left. Down in the corner, it goes to Jake Wells. He'll go back up top, quick skip pass to Adams. Adams goes down in the corner to Jake Wells, who goes bottom of the net. All of a sudden, it's raining threes here in Carlinville High School. As the Oilers have come up with two, the Paisaw Birds have one, and Addis Moore thought about one. Instead, he'll shuffle those feet getting set and pick up turnover number three. 8-5, Oilers over Paisaw Birds. Ahmad Allen, the 5'10 sophomore, will bring it across the midcourt line and give it off to Jake Wells. Wells says, I'm going to try another three. This one comes up a little short, and E.J. Call comes away with a rebound for the green and gold. He'll stutter step, crossover dribble to Watson, to Salzman down in the baseline. Back up top to Call, thought about a three, passed it up. Gives it over to Addis Moore over on the right side. Now to Salzman back in the corner. Up top to Moore. Moore's a little hesitant to take that three. He'll give it off to Watson. Watson back over to Moore over on the left wing now. Moore going to kick it back up top to Watson. They'll set things up inside 3 minutes we go. 8-5 is the East Alton Wood River lead. Paisaw Birds with the ball. Give it to Hanslow out between the circles. Down the corner, it'll go to Moore. Moore will take a couple of dribbles. Give it off to Watson up top. Watson will swing it across to Call. He'll skip it back to Moore. 4-3. No. Rattles around, won't go down. Coming away with a rebound is Reggie Newtall. Newtall comes across midcourt line and gives it up to Ahmad Allen. Allen on the dribble at the head of the key. He'll go right to left and then come back and give the ball off to Adams. Adams back to Allen. Allen on the dribble drive is going to dish it off to Jake Wells. Wells going to back it out and reset the offense at the 2:05 mark. He wants to zig and zag, nothing there. Now he'll go right through the defense, finds an opening, and Jake Wells gets an easy two as he simply sliced and diced his way to the bucket. 10-5, East Alton Wood River with the lead at the 2:01 mark. We'll take a break. Be back after this one message on WSMI. 10-5 is the Oilers' lead as the Paisaw Birds take a timeout to try to make a few corrections. One of the corrections they're going to need to make is how to keep Jake Wells from dribbling right through the defense as he did just there for his fifth point of the game. Watson with the ball. Inside they try to go to Salzman. It's deflected, but Hanslow is there to save it. Back out top to Call. Call goes down the lane, gets closed off, kicks it back up top, and it'll go to Moore. Moore over on the right side into the corner to Salzman. Passes up the long three. Swings it back to Watson over on the free throw line extended left side. Now they'll go into Addis Moore, skip it back out to Call. Back inside it goes, nice inside out, and back into Moore. His shot rolls around and won't go down, but he's fouled in the act, and Addis Moore will shoot a pair. Foul will be called against Andrew Raymond. Raymond will pick up his first, team's third. Addis Moore to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Paisaw Birds a perfect 2-for-2 from there. Not anymore as Moore misses the first one. He's sitting with 3 points on a tray. He'll get the second one. Spins the ball in his hands. One dribble. Eyes it. Tries it. And buys it. So Addis Moore has 4. And the Oilers have a 4-point lead. It's 10-6 with 80 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Allen on the dribble, looking to go back door. There goes Jake Wells making a nice drive to the basket. His shot won't go. Coming up with the rebound was Andrew Raymond. His shot wouldn't go. Salzman comes away with the rebound this time. into the final minute of the first quarter. Watson went driving in, ran into traffic, couldn't stop his feet from shuffling. Turnover number four. And so the Oilers will get the ball back as the Paisaw Birds have scored 6 points and committed four turnovers here in the first 7 minutes of the game. The Oilers will bring it down now. As once again, it'll be Allen up top. He'll give off to Adams, the 6 foot senior. Adams with a little dribble drive gives off to Jake Wells. Wells in turn gives it off to Allen. He'll reverse, go down the right side of the lane, off the glass, and good. Ahmad Allen with a nice move there. He simply reversed directions, cut back down the right side of the lane, picked up his fifth point. 12-6. Oilers with the lead, Paisaw Birds with the ball. Salzman with a shot fake, goes back up top to Call. Call between the circles, bounces it over to Moore for a three. It won't go. There's Hanslow coming down with a long rebound once again. Hanslow doing a good job sealing off the backside. Now he'll look for three in the corner. Nope, it won't go. Tip up, no good. Coming out with it is Salzman. His shot's no good. And back the other way goes the Oilers with 2-1. Shot at the buzzer, rolls off the rim, and it's no good. After one quarter of play, it is East Alton Wood River 12, Southwestern 6. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. A very good first quarter for the East Alton Wood River Oilers. They put up a pair of threes and three twos for 12 points, and they've doubled up the scoring on the Paisaw Birds, 12-6. Paisaw Birds have a three-pointer from Addis Moore. He was also 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Ryan Hanslow has the other 2 points, 2-for-2 from the charity stripes. So the Paisaw Birds in that first quarter have but one field goal, and they find themselves trailing 12-6. As the Oilers will get the ball to start the second quarter. Jake Wells on a dribble. He's being guarded there by Noah Garner just in the ball game. Garner, a 6'1 sophomore, gives it off up top to Allen. Allen back to Jake Wells. Wells goes inside. Oh, the pass was there, but it was fumbled by Andrew Raymond. Went off of his leg for turnover number one on EAWR. So the Paisaw Birds trailing 12-6. Bring the ball back down as E.J. Call will bring it on a dribble. He'll go right down the lane and pop it out to Garner. Garner's going to give it back to Call. Call's going to drive down the right side. Nah, nice bounce pass into Salzman, off to Hanslow. It's up and it's good. Ryan Hanslow with a nice pass and a nice shot and a good pass there from Brady Salzman. Makes it 12-8 as Hanslow now with 4 points. Shots up and no good by the Oilers. Paisaw Birds come away with it. They're going to push the issue as Addis Moore down the lane. Can't get the shot to drop. It goes off the Paisaw Birds, and it'll be Oilers ball. Entering the lineup for the Oilers is Evan Merritt, a 6'3 sophomore. And Jonathan Watson re-enters the lineup, giving Salzman a rest for the Paisaw Birds. Oh, a nice skip pass over to the far side. Merritt was wide open. He misses the shot. Garner comes away with a rebound, and the Paisaw Birds will head the other way. Inside 7 minutes we go till the half, 12-8. Oilers with the lead, Paisaw Birds with the ball. The green and gold passing it around. Garner almost has it stolen, but there's Moore to pick him up. Into the corner it goes to Watson. Watson's going to swing around to Call at the high post. Call's going to pull out of there and give it back to Moore. Thought about a three. Still thinking about it. Sitting in that 2-3 zone, they come out and challenging. Give the ball around the other side to Call. Back up top to Garner. Now off to Moore. Moore's over on the right side. Free throw line extended. Has the ball deflected. Now here's a Zion Adams going coast to coast and getting two. Adams with his first 2 points of the ball game makes it 14-8. That's turnover number five on SWHS. Back they'll come to Garner. Garner with the ball over his head. He'll throw the ball away. The Oilers will take it, and this time they'll go coast to coast, but the shot will not go as Garner is going to commit the foul. On Noah, that will be his first. On the Paisaw Birds, it'll be their second. They're going to say he was fouled before he got in shooting mode, so Garner will have a seat as Salzman will come back in for Coach Jason Darr. Ahmad Allen will inbound as they'll crisscross across the lane, and it'll be Jake Wells with a baseline jumper. It's no good. Watson comes away with the rebound. Gives it off to Call, and the Paisal Birds head north. Call gets the offense set with two low posts to Hanslow on a wing. He'll give it back up top, cut through, give a screen for Moore. Backdoor cuts there. Moore misses the bunny. Fighting for the rebound, it's Jake Wells who gets it. Had a good play constructed there, but it just didn't get executed quite properly as Addis Moore couldn't get the shot to drop off the glass on the right side. Jake Wells on the dribble drive goes into the lane and comes back out. Approaching the five-minute mark of quarter number two, 14-8. Wood River with the lead and the ball. Long shot by Allen, no good. Hanslow comes up with yet another rebound. He'll dish it off to Addis Moore, who'll take his position on the point. Give the ball down in the corner to Hanslow. Now up top to Call, back to Moore, into the lane, up and good. Addis Moore with a nice strong move from about 6 feet right in front of the basket. Gives him 6 points on the night, makes it a 14-10 game. Paisaw Birds back to within four. Allen on the dribble gives it off to Adams. Adams to Jake Well. Well dribbles to the free throw line and kicks out. He'll give the ball off to Allen. Little dribble drive around the top of the key. Allen picks up his dribble. He'll try to go inside, and Watson's there to take it away. Only the second turnover of the game on the Oilers. Paisaw Birds back down to Moore. Yep. 3-point shot comes up a little bit short. Oilers come away with a rebound. Heading to the halfway mark of quarter number two, 4:15 showing on that clock. 14-10, Oilers with the lead and the ball. Adams on a dribble drive gives off to Jake Wells. A long three comes up a little bit short. Allen fighting for it. The ball hits the inline. They're going to say last touch by the Oilers. And so it will be Paisaw Birds' ball. We'll have a timeout on the floor as Andrew Olliger is going to come into the ball game following the timeout. But with 4:04 to go here in the first half, 14-10, the Oilers have a lead. We'll take a quick break. Be back after this one message on WSMI. You can see the frustration in the eyes of both of these teams as they're trying to get things going. They're trying to execute, but they just can't quite get things synchronized here in the first half. As a result, it's a low-scoring first half. 14-10, the Oilers with the lead. Watson with a jumper from 12 is good. Jonathan Watson with his first 2 points of the game makes it a 2-point game. 14-12, Wood River with the lead and the ball. 3:33 showing on that second quarter clock. Adams dribbles around the top on the weave, gives it off to Wells. Now it goes to Allen. Allen, thought about it at the top of the key. Instead, he'll dish it off to Adams. Adams will go back to Wells. They'll be very patient there, looking for a couple of screens, one by Raymond, the other one by Andrew Olliger. Into the lane they go, and then they'll swing it back out top to Wells. Very patient. Inside they'll go to Raymond. Raymond spins, nothing there. Hanslow had him guarded, so he decides to kick it back up top as we head to the three-minute mark. To Olliger it goes. Now they'll try to go back door, nothing there. Hanslow comes up with a steal. Turnover number three on the Oilers. Paisaw Birds trailing by two. Moore brings it in, gives it off to Hanslow. Up top to Call. Call being double-teamed out there, gives it off to Hanslow. 2-3 trapping defense there, looking for some pressure whenever they can find it. That's what the Oilers are doing defensively. Paisaw Birds try to go inside to Moore, now to Hanslow over on the wing. Hanslow passes up the three and dishes it off to Moore. Moore's going to drive baseline, now off to Watson. He'll go up off the glass. No, it won't go. Watson fighting for his own rebound, but instead it's a loose ball. Watson does come away with it, and his determination pays off as Jonathan Watson gets the putback for his fourth point of the game. We're tied at 14 with 2:10 to go here in the first half. Allen on the drive gives it off to Wells. Wells wanting to go inside. He'll give it off to Raymond. He'll spin. It's not there. Going to be a clear out call. Let's see who that's going to go against. 22 Green is going to get the call. Is it going to say Brady Salzman in an effort to create a little space, created a little too much space? Adams will have a seat as Olliger comes back into the game. Out it goes to Allen. Allen off to Wells. Wells kicks it back up top to Allen. Allen swings it over to Newtall. Reggie kicks in there, then stops, pops, shots up, and it's good. Andrew Olliger, the 6'6 sophomore, gets his first 2 points of the game as he drops it from just inside the free throw line to give the Oilers the lead once again. 16-14, East Alton Woodrow. Inside they'll go to Moore. He'll turn, shoot, off the iron, no good. Coming up with the rebound is Reggie Newtall. Newtall, the 6-foot senior, dishes it off to Wells. Wells going to give it back to Newtall. Oh, he lost it, and then when he tried to recover, he shuffled his feet without putting the ball on the floor. Turnover number 4. Coach Twitchell, though, however, being very positive with the guys. Good hustle, even though there was a mental mistake there. They're not to be denied the fact that they've been playing some better brand of ball for Coach Twitchell. And he's appreciative of the 16-14 lead they have right now. 1:15 to go in the first half. Call with the ball to Hanslow. Hanslow baseline goes to Moore. Moore's going to swing it back out top. He'll swing it all the way across to Call to Hanslow over in the corner. Nice dish inside to Watson. He'll stop and pop the 10, partially blocked. And Andrew Oliger comes away with the rebound. Inside the final minute we go, 16-14. Oilers with the lead, Oilers with the ball. Down in the corner, it'll go to Newtall. He'll drive and then kick it back out top to Raymond. Raymond wanted to go down the side of the lane, but there was Hanslow to stop him. He'll go back up top to Wells between the circles. He'll give off to Newtall. Newtall's going to drive that lane off the glass. Will not go. Salzman comes up with a rebound. Salzman, a big 6-foot sophomore, stocky in there, takes up the ground, takes up the ball. Inside 30 seconds we go. Skip pass to Watson, inside to Salzman. Salzman with one bounce pass, off to Hanslow, baseline jumper, and it's good. Hanslow has his second bucket of the quarter, his 6th point of the game, ties this one up at 16, with 16 seconds to go. Allen on the dribble gives off to Newtall over on the right side. Moore almost had a steal. Instead, it's Wells going into the lane. Going to be a foul called on the floor against the Piesaw Birds. It'll be Oilers ball with 7 seconds to go, out of bounds under their own basket. That foul is going to go against Hanslow. Ryan's going to pick up his first, Piesaw Birds 4th. So the Oilers will inbound. They'll get it into Wells for 3. Comes up short. Watson comes away with it. He goes to midcourt. He's going to try to get the length of the floor, and he's going to be fouled before he gets to the basket. And I believe this one's going to go against Reggie Newtall, and if it does, that's going to be his 3rd. It indeed goes against number 2. So Newtall has 3. That's only the 4th team foul. So with 9-tenths of a second to go, the Piesaw Birds will inbound looking for a quick shot. Salzman from the baseline, partially blocked. And that's the way the first half ends. East Alton Wood River 16, Southwestern 16. Back with some halftime after these messages on WSMI. The Piesaw Birds will get the ball to start the second half, and they'll immediately take it down and lose it as the Oilers come up with some good defense and get turnover number 7 against the Piesaw Birds. Wells with the ball over on the right wing. It'll come up top to Ahmad Allen. Allen now is going to take it over on the wing, giving it to Andrew Oliger, the 6'6 sophomore. Back up top, it'll go to Zion Adams. Adams will go back up top and swing it around to the opposite side to Jake Wells. Piesaw Birds looking at some man defense here as they're trying to switch and keep on top of the Oilers, who are doing a good job of patiently passing the ball around, sending cutters through the lane. Back to the far side it goes to Allen. He'll look for Adams cutting through. He's not open. Go back up top to Raymond. Raymond will dish it off and go through the middle, and then he'll come back out, swing out, and get the ball. Now overplaying the passing lane, they'll have to skip it over to Jake Wells. Wells says, enough passing, let's shoot. He'll fire 3 up. It's no good, but Raymond comes up with a nice rebound and a nice power move to the basket. Andrew Raymond, the 6'3 junior, got the rebound, spun to the basket, went off the glass, and the Oilers have a 2-point lead. 18-16, Piesaw Birds set up a double high post offense. They'll set the screen. Watson goes over to the left side. Back up top, it'll go to Moore. Moore's going to swing around on a dribble to the right. Now back it goes to Call, who's going to drive the lane. He's going to stop, kick it back out to Watson. Watson's going to try to drive. He'll find an opening over on the right side. A little bump, a little grind, and he'll go to the line as he's fouled. Watson forced the issue and got the Andrew Oliger airborne. Oliger's going to pick up the foul. That'll be his 1st. Watson to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He'll eye the 1st one. He'll try the 1st one. He'll buy the 1st one. Draws the Piesaw Birds to within 1 as Watson has point number 5 looking for number 6. He found it. 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. Piesaw Birds are 3 for 4, now 4 for 6 from the free throw line on the game. Off it goes to Zion Adams. Adams back up top to Oliger. Oliger over to Allen. Allen looks inside, back up top to Oliger. Allen shoots, no good. Paisaw Birds have run her way down here. It's Hanslow. He catches, but he decides not to send it inside. He'll have the pass blocked. He'll get it back, give it up top to Addis Moore. He'll dish it off to E.J. Call between the circles. They'll open up the entire left side. Call will drive, and his bounce pass going to be intercepted and taken away by Zion Adams. The 6-foot senior, Adams, pilfers the ball for turnover number 8 for the Paisaw Birds. Allen going to go down the left side of the lane. Now he'll kick it back up top to Wells. Wells will go between the circles on the dribble. Ooh, almost intercepted there, went off the leg. But Adams is able to recover before it goes out of bounds. He'll give it off to Allen. Back up top it goes to Raymond. His shot bounces high off the boards. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Oliger has it. He'll kick it up top to Wells. Thought about a three. Instead, he'll go up top. Give it off to Allen. They'll swing the ball around the wing. Back up top. Now going through the lane once again is Jake Wells. Second time tonight that Wells has found just a seam. But he's converted, taking it down the left side of the lane, off the glass. And it's good. 20-18 is the Oiler lead. Paisaw Birds give it off to Moore over on the wing. He'll stop, go behind his back. Ooh, almost lost it. He'll regain and go between his legs, now to the basket and off the glass, and it's good. Addis Moore recovered nicely, thank you very much, to pick up his 8th point of the game and knot this one back up. 20-20 at 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. Allen with the ball gives it off to Raymond. Raymond gives it off to Adams, and Adams shuffled his feet before he got the dribble down. Turnover number 5 on EAWR, East Alton Wood River, home of the Oilers. E.J. Call is going to walk the ball across the floor, across midcourt, as he'll bring it down to the south end. That's where the Paisaw Birds are going here. Now the ball is deflected, goes off of his leg again. Paisaw Birds get a break there, as Ahmad Allen thought he had knocked it off the other guy's leg. Ron Twitchell said, that's what I saw too, and he suggests that Jeremy Smith may not have seen it quite right. And Jeremy says, you know what? Could be, but I got to call it the best I can, and that's what I thought I saw. Coach Twitchell has mellowed in his older age, let's say. And not much of an argument there. He knows some you win, some you lose, and some it's not worth the battle. Coming into the lane and up off the glass is Addis Moore. Nice stop and pop from about 12 feet for Moore. Gives the Paisaw Birds a 22-20 lead, their first lead in the entire game, I do believe. Allen with the ball, picks up his dribble over on the right side. Goes up top to Wells. Wells wants to drive down the lane. He almost loses control. Jonathan Watson on the defense. He'll give it off to Zion Adams. Adams goes between the legs and then gives it off to Allen. Allen on the dribble drive goes around the top, now to Wells. Wells between the circles, goes over to the right side, inside the three-point line, high off the glass, no good. We're going to fight for the rebound, and somebody was fighting too much. And that somebody's going to be Andrew Oliger. Oliger's going to pick up his second foul of the third quarter, and he will have a seat as he'll be replaced in the lineup by Reggie Newtall. Newtall, the 6-foot senior, original starter, back in there. Right now the Oilers have their starting 5 in the lineup. Paisaw Birds do so as well. Kick it off to Watson. He'll stop, pop, partially blocked. Call comes up the rebound. He'll go down the left side of the lane, puts the right hand jumper up, and it's good. E.J. Call, averaging about 6 or 7 points a game. The 5'9 senior has scored his first points of the night. Gives the Paisaw Birds a 4-point lead. Into the corner, it goes to Newtall. Back inside, it'll go to Raymond. Raymond with a nice little spin move, up and good. Andrew Raymond spun through the lane, little semi-hook. Comes up with the points for Raymond. He now has 6, 4 of them here in the quarter, and draws the Oilers back to within 2. 24-22, Moore on the drive, off the glass, too hard. Fighting far, Salzman had it for a second. But Newtall comes away with it. Reggie's going to go coast to coast, and as he goes to the bucket, he draws a foul. I believe this one's going to go against Watson. And indeed, it goes on green number 4, and that is Jonathan Watson picking up his second. So he fouled him before he got in shooting mode, so the Oilers, trailing by 2, will inbound. Off to Allen, thought about a 3. Decided instead to go back up top to Adams. Adams says, I'll take that 3, and he buries it. Bottom of the net for Zion Adams, way out top, a little bit over on the right side. That is the third three of the game for the Oilers. Puts them back on top, 25-24. Inside 2 minutes we go here in the third quarter. Watson to Call. Call beyond the three-point arc. Is it to Addis Moore. Moore's shot is partially blocked, and coming away with it is Watson. Watson's pass is deflected. Back it goes to Hanslow. Hanslow to Watson. Off the glass and good. Jonathan Watson, who's put together 4 points in this quarter to go with 4 points in the second quarter, he has eight, and the Piesaw Birds go back on top, 26-25. Adams with the ball at the head of the key gives to Wells. Wells wants to drive the left side of the lane. He faces the double team and throws it right into the hands of Addis Moore. Addis is going to go coast to coast, and he gets to go off the glass and good. Addis Moore has come up with 6 points here in the third quarter to go along with six in the first half. He has 12 to lead the way for the Piesaw Birds, who lead now 28-25 as we enter the final minute of quarter number three. Into the corner, it'll go to Newtall. Newtall off to Raymond. Raymond to Wells, thought about a three. Instead, he'll give to Allen for a long three. Boom, off the glass, too hard. Hanslow once again coming up with that rebound. Ryan's not the tallest player by far, but he knows how to get the good position. Gets the rebound, and the Piesaw Birds will head back the other way with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. 28-25, Piesaw Birds lead by three after we were tied at halftime, 16-16. Call with the ball, comes across from left to right. He'll give it off to Moore, who gives it right back to Call. Down inside 20 seconds we go. EJ on the dribble drive. He's going to go right around his defender. Off to the corner it goes to Salzman. Back up top to Watson. Watson goes to Moore, and Moore spun his wheels before he could get up. Turnover number eight on SWHS. And so trailing by three, the Oilers will have an opportunity to draw within one or perhaps tie here in the final 10 seconds of the third quarter. Allen going to give the ball into Wells. Wells back to Allen. Down to eight it goes, down to seven. Allen to the free throw line, gives it down in the corner. Shots up and good. A three-pointer by Reggie Newtall right before the buzzer. And with that three, he reties this game 28-28. After three, we're tied here at Carlinville High School. Piesaw Birds and Oilers back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Well, the Piesaw Birds had built up a bit of a lead in the third quarter, but at the end of the third quarter, it was the Oilers who came storming back as they have knotted this one up 28-28 as we hit the final 8 minutes. 12 points in the quarter for each team. Piesaw Birds hit two out of two free throws, so they are now 5-for-6 in the game. The Oilers have yet to shoot a free throw as we head into the fourth quarter. Oilers get the ball first. They'll go inside, shots up, no good, as Raymond's shot will not go, but he gets his own rebound. His second shot does go, and he'll get an opportunity for the old-fashioned three-point play. 22 green is Brady Salzman picking up his second foul, and Andrew Raymond gets two and one. The old-fashioned three-point play opportunity for the 6'3 junior Andrew Raymond. Couple of dribbles, he'll eye it. He'll try it. Oh, he'll buy it. Nice shot. Three in the quarter, nine in the game for Raymond. The Oilers have regained the lead, 31-28 over the Piesaw Birds. Moore with the ball at the free throw line extended on the left side. He's going to drive, stop, pop, and get it to drop. Addis Moore, with his 2 points here in the fourth quarter, now gives him 14 on the game, draws the Piesaw Birds back to within one. Allen on the dribble drive wants to go inside to Raymond. Raymond has the ball taken away. Turnover number seven. Piesaw Birds back the other way. Moore through the traffic. He'll get the shot to drop, and that'll give the Piesaw Birds the lead and an and one for Addis Moore. White 22 is going to get the foul call. That'll be Andrew Raymond picking up his second. Addis Moore to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. He cannot do it, but there's Garner coming up with a huge rebound, and the Piesaw Birds leading 32-31. 1 minute into the fourth quarter, Noah Garner just into the ball game. The 6'1 sophomore with a huge rebound there. Now to Hanslow in the corner. up top to Moore for three. Nope, off the iron, too strong. Coming away with the rebound is Jake Wells. Wells says, let's take it to the hole. He does. He'll stop. He'll pop. It won't drop. Off the iron it goes, and Wells going to get called on the reach on. Jake was a little bit frustrated there that that shot wouldn't go, and he tried to reach in against Addis Moore. He'll pick up the foul. On Wells, that'll be his first. One, two, three, four team fouls against the Oilers as we hit the 6:30 mark of the fourth quarter. 32-31, Paisaw Birds with the lead. Hanslow with the ball in the corner, trying to go inside, has it deflected, stolen away. Paisaw Birds with their 10th miscue of the game. Back the other way goes Newtall. He goes through the defense. Shot won't go. Salzman comes up with a rebound. He'll kick it out to Hanslow. He'll hold things up, give the ball off to E.J. Call. We head to the six-minute mark of a one-point game. 32-31, Paisaw Birds. Second game in a row that we've had on the air for you that has been going down to the wire here in the fourth quarter. In our earlier game tonight, it was Calhoun over Staunton, 50-47. Hanslow for three. As Ryan says, I passed up a few of those, but it's time for me to put this one down. And he gets bottom of the net. Coach Ron Twitchell says, I think we may need a timeout. As they take a timeout, 5:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. Southwestern 35, East Alton Wood River 31. Back after these messages on WSMI. Levi Ubelt, our man back at the studio. He's been working hard all night long. We've been having a good time up here on the top row. As the Paisaw Birds have opened up a four-point lead, the Oilers, after the timeout, will have the ball heading north in those white uniforms with that maroon and gold trim. It'll be Newtall. Thought about a three. Instead, he'll go inside to Raymond. Raymond goes back out top to Adams, and Adams shuffled the feet, and that's about the second time that he's done that. Turnover number eight as Garner's going to have a seat, and the Paisaw Birds will go back to their original starting lineup. Watson's in there with Hanslow and Salzman, Addis Moore and E.J. Call. For the Oilers, it's Newtall and Allen, Wells, Raymond, and Adams. Pass to Moore. He'll go in the lane. They're going to call a charging foul, as that time it was Ahmad Allen who got himself set, and Moore tried to go over the top of him for Addis. That'll be his first foul. It'll go as a turnover on the Paisaw Birds, their 11th of the game. Good hustling defense that time by the Oilers gets them the ball back as we approach the five-minute mark. They trail by four. Allen's going to take it over on the left side. Into the corner, it'll go to Adams. Now inside, shot behind the backboards, up and no good. Reggie Newtall probably shouldn't have made that attempt. Hanslow with a nice no-look pass. Salzman can't get it to go. Watson off the glass, and it won't go. Couple of very nice passes, but the Paisaw Birds couldn't convert. However, foul's going to be called against Zion Adams. That'll be his first, and it'll send Jonathan Watson to the free throw line to shoot two. Some nice no-look passes by the Paisaw Birds, but all's not well if it doesn't end well. You got to end up with 2 points. Well, perhaps they will, as Watson hits the first of two free throws. Paisaw Birds' lead is five. Make it six. As Watson hits them both, and that'll increase the Paisaw Bird lead to 37-31. We have 4:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI. Levi Ubelt, our producer. I'm Gary Boker up here on the top row. Tim Mize sitting alongside. We've had a busy day of basketball here at Carlinville High School. These two coaches, a couple of similarities. One, both teams have had members who are no longer with the team, shall we say, for one reason or another. And what a lot of people don't realize is that means the coaches have to reevaluate and reassign responsibilities. Some players' roles are going to change, and right now I think both teams are trying to get adjusted to new roles. At the present time, the Paisaw Birds with a bit of an advantage, a six-point advantage, in fact, as we hit the 4:30 mark of quarter number four. Outstanding officiating crew here this evening, to say the least. As my son would say, this is an A-team when it comes to officials. Dan Smith, Jeremy Smith, Carl Ray Fesser, many would say it doesn't get much better than this. Of course, I wouldn't say that. I'm not that kind of an evaluator. But fine gentlemen, fine officials, and I think everybody in the house tonight realizes this has been a well-officiated game. Had a person comment to me earlier, we have a steal here by Zion Adams. Good job there as he pilfered the pill, took it through to the hole, and Zion Adams picks up his seventh point of the game, makes this a four-point game. Talking about how at Carlinville they seem to always get good officiating crews. Inside pass goes to Call. He doesn't want to take it. Instead, he'll give it to Salzman. He'll fire up a three for Brady, his first basket of the game, and it comes at a big time at the 3:30 mark. He drains the tray, and the Piesaw Birds all of a sudden find themselves up by seven. To Wells it goes in the corner. Back up top, it'll go to Newtall. Newtall looking for Raymond, who will go down the lane, off the glass, no good. They'll fight for the rebound, and they're going to say it was off Raymond's hands. So the Piesaw Birds, with 3:13 to go here in the fourth quarter, have the ball and a seven-point lead. Oilers with five team fouls. Going to have to get a little more aggressive on the defense and see if they can come up with some picks. Call takes the ball over on the left side. He'll go back up top to Moore. Moore's got a little one-on-one going over on the right side. Instead, he'll stop. He'll pop for three. Nope, give him a long two. Moore just inside the line. Addis will get two. Gives him six in the quarter. 18 for the game. Gives the Piesaw Birds a nine-point lead. 42-33. As the winner will play Friday night against the winner of Hillsboro and Gillespie in a semifinal game. Shots up, around, and will not go down. Tough luck there for Reggie Newtall as he had the open look, just could not get the roll. Now Moore is going to force the issue. Now he'll give it off to Watson for three. Nope, too long, too strong. Fighting for the rebound. Hanslow tries to chase it down, but he's out of bounds. And so with 2:23 to go here in the fourth quarter, Piesaw Birds have a nine-point lead. East Alton Woodiver Oilers have the ball. They'll get it into Wells. They'll give it back to Allen. Piesaw Birds will set that defense up, looking to go man-to-man. Into the corner, it'll go to Wells. Thinking about a three, he hesitates. Now he decides, let's pass it around. Back up top, it'll go to Newtall. Into the corner, Allen. He'll fire into the baseline. Nope. Hanslow shuts him down, and they're going to say Ryan gets caught with a reach-in, and he'll pick up his second foul. That on the Piesaw Birds, however, is only their third team foul, or fourth team foul, excuse me, on the second half. So with 2:03 to go, the Oilers will inbound. It'll come inside to Newtall, who wasn't ready for it. However, it bounces in the Oilers' favor. Shots up, no good, but Allen comes up the rebound, back to Well for a long three. It won't go. Watson, hands low, fighting for the ball. It goes off their hands and into Raymond's hands. Back out top, it'll go to Adams for three. Nope, off the iron, it won't go. Call comes up with a rebound. And with 100 seconds to go, the Piesaw Birds will slow things down. They lead 42-33. Call's going to take his time and dribble over to the left side. He goes there in front of the stage, and he kicks it back up to Moore. Moore looks inside for Cutter. Nobody's open there. Salzman says, I'll back off and clear things out in the lane. Hanslow will post up over on the elbow. They'll give it back up to Call. Let that clock run. Down to 1:15 it goes, 42-33. Piesaw Birds looking to have a two-game winning streak, which many times you would say, well, that's not much to that, but for the Piesaw Birds this year, it'll be something they haven't seen too much of. Jake Wells going to reach in out between the circles to get the clock stopped. It'll be his second, and it'll be team foul number six, so the Piesaw Birds will inbound, but not until the Oilers get a timeout. 1:06 to go, fourth quarter. Southwestern, 42. East Alton Wood River, 33. Back after this one message on WSMI. After one quarter, East Alton Wood River with a 12-6 lead. At halftime, it was 16-16. Still tied up at the end of three quarters, 28-28. But the Piesaw Birds have opened up a nine-point lead here in the first 7 minutes of the fourth quarter. They will see if they can hang on to the ball and the lead for one more minute and move on to semifinal action. Addis Moore facing a double team is going to be fouled out there by Andrew Raymond. Raymond will pick up his third. Piesaw Birds are in the bonus, so Moore will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Moore, about a 65% free throw shooter on the season, is 1-for-3 tonight. Make it 2-for-4. His seventh point of the quarter, gives him 19 for the game. Looking for number 20, which give the Piesol Birds an 11-point lead. Moore's going to spin it, dribble it once. Hyatt, try it, and buy it. Clutch free throws by the 6'4 sophomore, Addis Moore. Makes it 44-33 as the Oilers try to inbound. It goes off Moore, but last touch by the Oilers. They're going to say it's Southwestern ball with 55 seconds to go. Right now, Addis Moore's taking inventory to make sure the bells have quit ringing. He'll take the inbounds pass and hang on to it. And coming up and reaching in for the foul was Jake Wells. Can't really be too particular about who you foul now. With 50 seconds to go, you got to get the clock stopped. It'll send Moore back to the free throw line. Eighth team foul means it'll be a one and one for Addis. As we said, he's averaging about 17 points a game. Just picked up his ninth point of the quarter and his 21st point of the game. So he has 21 of the Piesol Birds, 45. Make it 22 out of 46 as he's hit four free throws in a row. And the Piesol Birds enjoy their biggest lead of the night, 46-33. Down to the last 45 seconds we go. Newtall with a three in the corner. He gets bottom of the net. Reggie Newtall comes up with his second tray of the game. Gives him 6 points on the night. And immediately called for the foul is Ahmad Allen. Stopping the clock with 35 seconds to go. It'll send E.J. Call to the free throw line. Ninth team foul means it'll still be a one and one for SWHS. Free throw comes up short, and the Oilers come away with it. Inside 30 seconds we go. 46-36, it's a 10-point game. Wells looks for three. Wells gets the three as he gets bottom of that. Jake Wells has 10 points as he hits his second tray of the evening. Foul's going to be called on Jake Wells. That'll be his fourth. It's real relevant right now. Getting the clock stop is what's important. Six threes on the night for the Oilers. They're going to need a few more as Addis Moore back to the free throw line. He'll make the first 10 team fouls, so everything will be a two-shot foul for the green and gold the rest of the way. His first free throw makes it 47-39. His second free throw makes it 48-39. Piesol Birds by nine. Oilers need three threes, and they need them in a hurry. Wells going to drive down the lane, and he'll give the ball off to Raymond. Raymond going in the lane, a little scoop shot's up, and it's good. Andrew Raymond, 5 1/4, 11 in the game. And Hanslow's going to be fouled as soon as he gets the ball inbounds. White, 20, is going to pick up the foul, and that will be Jake Wells' fifth. He'll foul out with 10 seconds to go. For Wells on the night, 10 points. For Ryan Hanslow, a trip to the free throw line. He shot two back in the first quarter. Made them both. He'll have two more here with 10 seconds to go. Piesol Birds with a 7-point lead. First free throw's up, and it's good. And that, for Ryan Hanslow, is point number 10. Looking for number 11. He found it. 11 points for Hanslow, 50-41. Piesol Birds with the lead. Pass goes out of bounds as Allen was trying to find a streaking Newtall on the side. That's turnover number 9. Piesol Birds have committed 11, but they're going to pick up their fifth win of the game. So they're going to let this clock run out. And the final score is going to be Southwestern 50, East Alton Wood River 41. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll recap this final game of the first day of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament that you've been listening to on WSMI.